Bibles this morning to 2 Timothy.
Let's turn, 请我们翻开我们的圣经到提摩太书，后书。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
第四章，提摩太后书第四章。
Excuse me, chapter 3.
对不起，第三章。
Beginning with the first verse.
第一节。
But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come.
你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到。
For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy.
因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，妄读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
Unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God.
三节，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱宴乐，不爱神。
Holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, and avoid such men as these.
有敬虔的外貌。却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
And then the psalm that we just sang, Psalm 27:4.
然后我们再翻开诗篇二十七篇，我们刚才唱的地方。
Psalm 27:4.
第四节。
One thing, not many things.
有一件事，只有一件。
One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, comma, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple.
有一件事，我曾求问耶和华，我仍要寻求。就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
And this morning, I want to continue from last month, again, just looking at that phrase, to behold the beauty of the Lord.
我想继续上个月我跟你们交通过的那一句话，瞻仰他的荣美，来交通。
And then a verse in Revelation.
然后我们再看一处经文在启示录。
When we look at the Lord, we find out that He is so large. There's such a greatness about Him.
我们看见看到主，我们看到他何等的伟大。
And so the question is, what part of the Lord do we look at?
那所以问题是，那我们要看他的哪一部分呢？
We could generalize and look at many parts.
我们可以大体上来看很多部分。
But this morning,
但是今天早上。
We'd like to just look at really one facet of our Lord.
我们要看主的一个层面。
And that's His eyes.
就是他的眼目。
Verse 14. Revelation 1.
第一章，对不起，启示录第一章。
Revelation 1:14.
第十四节。
And his head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire.
他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰。
Second chapter,
第二章
verse 18,
第十八节。
The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire.
你要写信给推雅推雅教会使者，说那眼目如火焰的，脚像光明同神之子说。
Revelation 19:12。
那我们再翻开19章第12节。
Just a slight different translation.
有一点点的翻译的不一样。
19:12, and his eyes are a flame of fire.
他的眼睛如火焰。
Before we pray,
那我们祷告。
The disciples had a very interesting day that the Lord fed 5,000.
耶稣喂饱5000人之后呢，门徒问了耶稣一些问题。
They were right in the middle of that fantastic feast.
他们刚吃完一餐大餐。
They disseminated all the bread.
他们分开那些饼。
They were the ones that picked up the baskets.That were left over.
他们也收拾了12个篮子的剩余的饼。
But later that night, they were out on the Sea of Galilee.
那天晚上，他们在加利利的海上。
And there was a storm.
然后就起了一个风暴。
And they actually went crazy.
他们就是非常的惊慌。
They became very troubled.
他们心里面非常的震惊。
And they could not relate back.To what they'd seen earlier today as being helpful even that evening.
他们甚至也没有办法想起来或运用他们今天早上耶稣所行的神迹。
They were a part of that great feeding.
他们也参与的主怎么样喂饱那五千人的神迹。
But they could not relate that God could take care of them in that boat that night.
但是碰到晚上的这个起风暴的船，他们还是不能够运用那样的信心。
And this is a picture of the need for revelation.
所以这个是需要一个启示的一个说明。
We could have lived in the time of the Lord.
我们可以活在主耶稣的那个时代。
We could have seen every single thing that he ever did.Even including him giving his life on the cross.
我们可以看见他所行的每件神迹，甚至亲眼看到主耶稣如何钉在十字架上。
And not really have revelation or see.
Okay, 但是心里面却没有真正的一个看见，一个启示。
Because it's not with these eyes here that we're able to behold him.
因为不是我们的肉眼可以能够看见他的荣美。
Only with the eyes of the heart that God has to give us by his Holy Spirit.
唯有借着圣灵赐给我们的那个心里面的眼睛才能够看见。
And so when we pause to pray before opening His Word, there's a reason for it.
所以当我们要打开圣经来看的时候，我们需要这样子有这样子恳求。
It doesn't matter how keen your mind might be, how well studied you are, you cannot grasp spiritual things with.This mind.
用这个出天然的头脑，你不能够掌握，不能够了解圣灵的事。
It takes another faculty, our spirit, blessed by God's spirit.
需要另外一个官能，就是我们的灵，让神的祝福的那个灵。
Let's ask the Lord by faith to give us that this morning.
所以求主靠着信心来求主给我们这个官能。
Lord, this morning we're thankful that you again invited us around your table.
主耶稣，我们今天早上谢谢你，让我们围绕在你的桌前。
We're thankful for this beautiful song.
我们谢谢你给我们的这首诗歌。
How simple you make the gospel. There is one thing.
你让福音非常的简单化，就是只有一件事。
Simply to sit like Mary at your feet and to listen.
就是简单的像玛利亚一样来到你的脚前来倾听你的话语。
And as we gaze upon you, we become immersed with you.
当我们专注转眼看你的时候，我们就全然的进入在你里面。
And you begin to change us even into your likeness.
你就开始转变我们，能够变成你的容形。
Now we just want to continue our worship.
我们现在愿意继续我们的敬拜。
We're sitting at your feet.
我们坐在你的脚前。
Speak, Lord, for your children are listening.
求你向我们说话，我们正在倾听。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告， Amen.
This morning I read out of Timothy for one reason.
我读那个提摩太后书那里为着一个原因。
Not to talk about these three or four verses.
不是要讲这三四节。
You and I experience, we live these verses every day.
因为我们所处的环境就是这里这几章经节所描述的。
We live in very difficult times in history.
我们活在一个历史上相当危险的时代。
Society around us is being shaken.
我们周围的社会呢被震动。
And God is doing that shaking.
神在做那个震动。
And the church is no exception.
教会也没有例外。
We read in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy that in end times there will be a falling away.
我们在读其他的，比如说提摩太后书那里也讲到说，很多人在末后要离道反教。
That doesn't mean that people will not be talking about Christ.
并不是说他们就不会讲基督了。
There's probably more talking about the Lord Jesus in this, even this last week than there has been for centuries.
或许在上个礼拜，可能更多人来讲，讲论有关基督的事。
But with all this talk, there can be a falling away.
但是虽然有这么多人在讲，还是会有离道反教。
Because unless we have revelation and are beholding His face, this week means nothing.
除非我们有那个启示来瞻仰，真正看到主的荣美，那么这些讲论也没有益处。
Most of the people that were around the cross in the time of the Lord never caught it.
那些在主耶稣钉十字架当时围绕在他身边的，他们从来没有真正理解到。
In fact, most said crucify him.
甚至于有些人甚至于真是来逼迫他。
It absolutely meant nothing.
所以对他们来说没有意义。
In fact, it meant the opposite of what it was supposed to mean.
而且造成了一个反效果。
And this is the age, and this is the day and age in which we live.
所以这也是像我们现在所处的时代。
History has always been perilous and dangerous and troublesome.
在历史上面，经常都是有这样子危险的日子。
We often say that, well, things are really rough today.
我们常常说现今的世代实在是相当的艰难。
History has always been in a state of anticipating a war.
在历史上经常不是就是常常会会预想到有一些战争要发生了。
And if we're not anticipating it, we're in a war.
或者不是在这个期盼战争，就是在战争里面。
Or we're cleaning up after a war.
或者是在那里清理战后的这些杂物。
As I speak right now, there are over 20 wars going on in the world today.
在我现在讲到的这个时间，在世界上有二十多处在那里有征战。
And if that sounds kind of difficult to take,
好像很难让我们能够接受。
Even among us, there can be wars even right now in our family.
可能在我们当中，在我们的家庭里面也有一些征战。
David, King David, his life was also a very troublesome time.
大卫王在他的一生当中也是经过许多的征战。
This was 3,000 years ago.
那是三千年以前。
As a shepherd, he was often misunderstood.
当他在做牧羊人的时候，他常常被误解。
He was often overlooked.
他常常被忽视。
His home life was not pleasant.
他的家庭生活并不愉快。
As a youth, his nation was in a national crisis.
当他年轻的时候，他的国家是正在处在一个危机当中。
One man was intimidating the whole Israel.
一个大巨人在那里威吓所有的以色列人。
All the people of God being intimidated by one man.
所有的以色列民都为了这个大巨人都震惊。
Spiritual decline.
那个属灵的光景也很落后。
David was faced with the prospect of killing Goliath.
所以大卫要面临杀掉哥利亚这件事。
And even his own family did not support him in this.
甚至于他自己的家人都不支持他。
David served a megalomania.
大卫呢服侍一个有一个妄想自大狂的人。
A person that thought he was all powerful.
一个人认为自己有所有的权利。
Saul thought he could live without God.
扫罗在那里认为他能够不需要靠神，他自己就能够做主做王。
And may I just pause for a minute? The seeds that were in this megalomania are often in us.
所以这个扫罗这种妄想自大狂的这个种子，也常常会进到我们里面。
What are the seeds of megalomania?
那什么是这个妄想自大狂的种子呢？
One who allows himself to be elevated.
就是容许自己来自高自大。
One who cannot accept criticism.
就是一个不能够接受别人的评论的人。
One who always thinks he is right.
总是觉得自己是对的。
I think it's common to all. We always think we're right.
因为我们也是很像这样子，我们常觉得自己是对。
I've been married over 40 years.
我已经结婚40多年。
And the most difficult thing in my life.
最难的，对我来说最难的一件事。
Is to be told by my wife something.
就是我太太需要来提醒我一些事。
It's a seed of megalomania.
就所以我里面也是有这个妄想自大狂的种子。
And we cannot allow that, excuse me, that seed to grow.
我们不可以让这个种子继续在那里。
Saul let it grow, and this caused all kinds of confusion in Israel.
扫罗让这个种子在他心里面成长，所以就带给国家很多的问题。
A megalomaniac cannot work with others.
一个妄想自大狂的人，他不能够与人共事。
They got to be the center of the show.
他一定要是在众人的这个人群当中的焦点。
And again, repeat, this seed is.Potentially in all of us.
我再说这个种子，这个自大狂的种子，可能在我们里面。
But that wasn't all of David's perilous, troublesome life.
这个是大卫他所处的危险的日子。
He ran from this megalomaniac for 7 years.
他必须从这个妄想自大狂的君王逃跑七年。
And then he finally was put on the throne.
然后最后他才被登上宝座。
And for 40 years,
做40年的王。
He served the people.
他为百姓服务。
Heavy is the crown, heavy is the head that wears the crown.
有一句话说，这个戴冠冕的头是沉重的。
All the pressures of the world were upon David.
所有的这压力都在他的肩膀上。
He was always in war.
他总是在征战当中。
We read in his Psalms how many times he talks about his enemies.
在他的诗歌里面常常提到他所要攻打的仇敌。
And of course his biggest enemy, just like us, was within him.
但是他里面最大的仇敌就像我们一样，就是在他里面。
And this thing that was in him caused him to commit grave sins that he had to live with.
同样的，这个仇敌在他里面，使得他犯下一个非常严重的罪。
But we do thank God that David also had great confessions.
但是我们感谢神，大卫同样也有一个很深的悔改。
And I'm sure David's many wives made his life also very troublesome.
大卫的许多妃嫔，我相信也同样带给他许多的困扰。
Most have trouble with one. David had a number.
大部分我们只要对付一个，但是大卫要对付很多个。
And of course, one of the greatest things, perils in David's life was civil war.
还有他一些危险的时刻，就是他家里面这些内战。
When his own son raised up against him.
当他自己的儿子起来反对他。
And took over the throne.
想要篡夺他的王位。
But there's also an interesting thing with David.
但是大卫有一件很奇妙的事。
He receives the greatest commendation of anyone in the Bible.
他得到圣经上最好的评语。
We know that David was, it was said by God that he was a man after my own heart.
神说他是合神心意的人。
Not a perfect person, but a perfect heart.
他不是一个完全人，但是他有个完全的心。
Very important principle, brothers. We'll always make mistakes.
这是一个很重要的原则，因为我们经常犯错。
Sin will always be at the door.
好像我们马上就是在每一刻，我们都有可能去犯错。
But the Lord is looking this morning always at our heart.
但是神是总是看我们的内心。
What one thing occupies our heart?
什么事情我们有哪一件事来占据我们的心呢？
And besides this commendation that he was a man after God's own heart, he was the type of all types.
除了这个评语说他是合神心意的人，他也是所有预表中的典型。
When we think of faith, the faith of Abraham, we think of that aspect of faith in the Lord Jesus.
我们想到亚伯拉罕预表的信心，就是在基督里面所要彰显的信心。
But David was the representative of all representatives as far as a picture of Christ in the Old Testament.
但是大卫却表征了一切所要表征，一切用历史圣徒所要表征的那个。
Jesus is called the Son of David.
因为耶稣被称为大卫的子孙。
What a compliment!
哦，这是一样，这是神给他一个
很
好的评语。
So we ask the question this morning.
所以我们今天早上要问一个问题。
Since David lived in perilous times.
那么既然大卫住在危险的日子。
We live in times of peril and confusion.
我们也住在一个危险混乱的日子。
And David found the way through that.
大卫如何能够在那危险的日子找出一个出路？
What is the secret?
那么他的秘诀在哪里？
Was it his fearless, conscientious shepherding?
是不是他一个无所惧怕，一个非常负责尽职？在那里牧羊。
When we talk to our children in Sunday school, we tell them David was a great, courageous, and conscientious shepherd.
我们在教主日学孩童的时候，我们告诉孩子，大卫是一个无畏、非常尽责的这个牧羊人。
You need to be like David.
你要像大卫一样。
Is this the secret?
这是秘诀吗？
Was it his ability to console this megalomaniac Saul?
或者是他的能力可以安慰那个妄想自大狂的这个扫罗王。
Killing Goliath, was that the great thing?
可以杀那个大巨人哥利亚。
Was it his great restraint, self-discipline in not killing Saul?
或者他自己的一个自我的约束，他不杀害扫罗。
Or was it his anointed poetry?
或者是他非常有恩膏的所写的诗歌。
We know for certain that David wrote 73 psalms.
他写了73首诗歌。
And he probably wrote also Psalm 1 and Psalm 2. That's 75. That's half of them.
或许他也写了诗篇一章二一篇二篇。
Is this the cause or is this the effect of David's secret?
这个是原因的还是这是结果呢？
The secret of David's life, we just sang it.
我们刚才唱的其实就是他的秘诀。
I'm glad John had us sing over about five times the first little phrase.
我感谢刚才带领诗歌的弟兄，他在那个第一节那里唱了五遍。
This one thing.
只有一件事。
We make life awfully very, very complicated.
常常我们会把事情非常复杂化。
Right now, as God looks into your heart,
现在神在看你的内心,
how many things does he see you and I occupied with?
我们心里面有多少件事情在占据我们呢?
What's getting us up in the morning? What's driving us?
什么事情是推动我们早上起床的?
David found the secret.
大卫找到这个秘诀。
This one thing,
他说只有一件事,
I have asked from the Lord,
我曾求问主的,
that I shall seek,
我可以在他殿里面寻求,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life,
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
And what is the reason for being with God's people?
为什么要与神的圣徒聚在一起?
To get to the very goal of his whole life,
就是要
To get to the goal.
就是要达到那个生命的目标。
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
就是我们人生的目标，就是要瞻仰他的荣美。
And to inquire in his presence.
在他的殿里求问。
David's life, even as a monarch, was very simple.
做君王的时候，他的生活也是非常的简单的。
He was a husband of several wives.
他也是做多妻的丈夫。
Many children.
他生养许多的儿女。
And innumerable enemies.
他也需要应付许多的仇敌。
And yet his life was simple.
但是他的生活非常简单。
It's hard to imagine.
这很难想象的。
With all of his responsibilities, with all the time him going to battle.
他需要去这么多的战场，他需要负责这么多的事情。
How could his life still be considered simple?
为什么他的生活可以被考虑成是简单呢？
Because it came down to one thing.
因为 他只有一件事。
Just beholding the face of the Lord.
就是瞻仰他的荣美，主的荣美。
To be consumed by beholding Him.
啊，被在瞻仰他的荣美当中，他完全的被主得着。
To be committed to beholding Him.
他完全的投身在瞻仰他的荣美。
To be absorbed, to be engrossed in Him.
他专注的，他进入这个瞻仰他荣美的这件事。
To be driven and devoted.To beholding Him.
他献上他的全身，要来瞻仰他的荣美。
To be smitten, to be enraptured by beholding Him.
要他的心完全的
enraptured, transformed.
Okay, 他的心完全的被主征服，然后被他改变。
To be possessed by Him.
完全的被主，完全的占住。
So we have to ask this question this morning.
我们今天早上要问一个问题。
Just like the disciples did when the Lord says, "Hush, be still."
好像主耶稣对他的门徒说，你们要要止住，要沉静。
What was the question the disciples said?
那么问题门徒在问哪一件问题？
We need to ask it.
我们要也同样问这个问题。
Who is this man?
到底这个人是谁？
That even the winds and the waves obey.
甚至于风跟浪都止息，要听他的话。
Who can still all the confusion of these perilous days?
谁能够止息这世上这个纷争的这个状态？
Have you ever asked that question?
你有没有曾经问过这样的问题？
Brothers and sisters, we need to ask that every day.
每一天我们都需要问这个问题。
Who is this man?
到底这人是谁？
This week.
这个礼拜。
Last week.
上个礼拜。
The last 3 weeks.
前三个礼拜。
I've been in Toronto the last 3 weeks.
前几个礼拜我在我去Toronto 这个地方。
And every day I would read an article about the Passion of Christ in the Toronto paper.
每天早上我都在报纸上看到这个上演基督的爱这个十字架在这个头条新闻上。
Who is this man that no one can explain?
到底这个人是谁？没有一个人能够解释。
That causes such an upheaval in society.
在这个社会上引起了这么大的震动。
That raises so many questions.
引起许多人在那里询问。
Who man can't seem to explain and understand.
人好像不能够去解释。
Who was David beholding?
那么大卫所瞻仰的这一位主是谁？
Well, for the few minutes that we have left, we're just going to look at one thought regarding him, one aspect.
我们因为时间的有限，我们今天就先专注在主耶稣的一个层面。
We could look at his lips.
我们可以看见他的嘴。
Just think of lips.
就像嘴。
That are able to create out of nothing.
嘴能够使无变有。
Who can say, "Let there be light"?
谁能够说让有光就有光呢？
And the universe appears.
整个宇宙就出现了。
The solar system comes into place with all the stars behind it.
这个整个太阳星系就成立了，然后世界就造成了。
Powerful lips.
代表了能力。
But let's just look at his eyes this morning, a flaming fire.
我们来看他的眼目，圣经上讲说如同火焰。
These eyes are like a flame of fire that gives light.
这个主的眼目呢，如同火焰，散发出生命。
Light that shines in each one of our hearts this morning.
散发出光亮，来照亮我们心中的黑暗。
To reveal all hatred.
来显露一切的憎恨。
All anger.
里面一些愤恨。
Light that exposes darkness that we did not even knew existed.
这个光亮来显露这些黑暗，是我们连我们自己都不知道的。
These eyes that are like a flame of fire also attract.
如同火焰的这个眼睛也同样的吸引。
Have you ever noticed fire attracts?
你有没有注意到火焰会吸引？
Have you ever glanced out at your window and saw the neighbor's house burning down and you went back and says, well, I think I'll just keep vacuuming the floor?
你有没有看打开窗户看到别人家着火了，你回到家自己继续吸尘？
Fire attracts.
你要看到火，你马上
就会 We stop the car to look at a fire.
我们的车子就会停下来看看到底发生什么事。
We go out on the street to look at a fire.
我们跑到街上去看看是怎么搞。
These eyes of flaming fire attract. They attracted, in fact, you.
所以主的眼目如同火焰，它会吸引你。
You and I were going in the opposite direction, but these eyes found us.
主常常用他的眼目来寻找到我们。当我们离他远走的时候。
And as they looked at us, we could not get away. We were attracted to it.
当他在注视我们的时候，我们就没有办法逃脱。
These eyes of fire emit power.
这个眼目像火焰一样散发出能力。
Fire makes steam and causes great power in engines.
因为火焰可以引起蒸汽，然后推动这个能量。
This fire from these eyes.Is the power of life.
所以从他眼目射出的火焰，就像射出生命一样。
These eyes that when they settle on us, they bring about peace through power. His power.
当他的眼目停住在我们身上的时候，就带出的平安。
The fire that flows from these eyes gives warmth.
同样的，眼目也散发出温暖。
And this warmth is love.
他的温暖就是爱，他的爱。
The glue of a family.
让家庭能够合一。
The glue of a church.
让教会能够合一。
We all have differences.
我们都有不同。
There are always things that happen that are not the way we planned.
通常有些事情是出乎我们意外发生。
This morning when we were around the table, there was one song in all Chinese.
今天早上我们有一首诗歌都是也只有中文。
Well, I could have easily said, well, that's not.
我可以说我不唱了。
They're not going to sing in English. Forget it.
不唱英文我就不唱了。
And I was reminded how we're faced with these things all the time we're together.
我就被提醒说，虽然有这么不同的发生，但是主把我们带在一起。
Husband and wife.
先生跟太太。
The wife is thinking this way, the husband's thinking this way.
先生想一件，太太想另外一方面。
How are we ever going to get together?
我们如何能够相处在一起呢？
Well, the world has 1,000 ideas.
世界上提供我们许多的意见。
I love the simplicity of Jesus.
但是我喜欢主的这个简单。
The Apostle John, after 90 years, he made it so simple. Apostle John made it so simple.
约翰使这件事情变成非常的简单。
He just simply said, love one another.
他只是说彼此相爱。
So what?
怎么样呢？又怎么样？
For 2 minutes, they don't sing my song.
我只是两分钟，他们不唱我喜欢唱的那一首歌。
What am I going to do?
我要怎么样呢？
Welcome to the school of Christ.
让我们进到基督的学校。
The Lord knows how to stir it up.
主知道要怎么样激动我们。
Well, now we come along and say, no, we've got to make sure this never happens again.
然后我们会有时候下次不可以再这样发生了。
Maybe we need to tear all the ones where there's no translation, just tear those out.
或许要把诗歌上面没有英文翻译的全部都撕掉。
This is how man solves problems.
这是人如何解决问题。
This is how husbands and wives try to solve problems.
这也是常常丈夫跟妻子来寻求的答案。
And these eyes of flaming fire says, they give warmth, love.
主的眼目却是散发出温暖。
We say divorce.
世界上人说要离婚。
We say I quit this job.
世界上人说我要辞职。
Not until the Lord tells you to.
不可以，除非主告诉你。
And all these circumstances He put us in, it's for the purpose of exercising this warmth from His eyes, love.
所以他把我们放在这个基督的学校，为了要操练，让我们在环境当中能够有同样像他眼中射出的这个爱。
His eyes are a flame of fire that purifies.
他的眼目呢是火焰，能够炼净我们。
We are in an environment that God has put us.
神把我们放在他所许可的这个环境里面。
Let's by His grace stay.
让我们靠着他的恩典能够站住。
And what it will do, brothers and sisters, those eyes stay right on us, and they just keep pointing right at us, looking at us, and they just keep purifying.
所以主的眼目一直的停留在我们身上，叫我们能够得到炼净。
Because ultimately, His eyes of a flaming fire judge.
他的眼目也同样带来审判。
But God gives us time on this earth to judge ourselves.
但是神先给我们一段时间，让我们能够省察，能够自我的先审判自己。
And when we daily judge ourselves and say, Lord, I don't have any patience, I don't have any love, I need your love.
我们自己反省，我们来到主面前说，我没有耐心，我没有爱，我需要你的爱。
Then these eyes of judgment will be very favorable at the judgment seat of Christ.
那么我们就能够在主的审判台前蒙恩。
Judge ourselves now.
现在我们自我反省。
Or be judged later.
还是你要等到将来被主来审判。
These eyes are eyes of grace.
主的眼目也是蛮有恩典。
And Noah found grace.
挪亚
in the eyes of the Lord.
在神的眼前蒙恩。
His eyes are not dim. Deuteronomy 34:7. And the Spirit.
这个属灵跟属魂呢就没有办法分辨了。
All of a sudden, Esau had certain affection. He was sort of drawn towards Esau.
眼目昏花的时候，这个以扫呢，就他有突然的一个喜好。
Oh, the Lord's eyes never grow dim.
神的眼目确实不是如此，他从来不昏花。
Thank God.
感谢主。
Those eyes are just constantly piercing.
主的眼目是经常的洞察的。
Always looking.
看透的。
Always looking.
总是在那里四处的寻求。
Their eyes of blessing.
他的眼目也是充满了祝福。
For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the whole earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. 2 Chronicles 16:9.
在历代记下16:9那里说，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
They are eyes of blessing. I love this verse.
我特别喜欢这个经节，因为这个眼目是充满的。
The Lord is continuously looking at each one of our hearts.
主继续不断的在那里看着我们的心。
This was the secret to David's life.
这就是大卫的秘诀。
Because in this verse it says he's looking at hearts that are completely his.
就是在这个经节那里说，向他心存诚实。
I have to ask myself that question this morning. Is my heart entirely for him, or do I have little hidden agendas?
所以我今天早上要问我这个问题，我的心是不是完全的归给主，还是我自己还有其他的安排？
Do I want to retire young?
我是不是要早一点想要退休？
Do I, above all else, want my children to make a name for themselves?
是不是我要我的子女都能够出名？
Do I want to be financially independent?
或者我的经济相当有独立的能力。
Do I want to get a job where I am recognized?
去找到一个工作，别人能够认同我的。
Where is my heart?
我的心到底在哪里？
Well, in this verse, it says these eyes are looking throughout the whole earth, and they desire to strongly support.
耶和华在这里说，耶和华的眼目是遍察全地，而且他的心急于要显大能。
So I asked the question this morning, do you want God to support you?
你要不要主来帮助你？
Do you want God to be your blessing this year?
你要不愿意让神自己成为你的祝福？
It's his will.
这是他的旨意。
It's his desire.
这是他心里面渴慕的。
He's looking for a heart that is completely surrendered to him.
他的眼目在那里，要遍察全地，寻找向他心存诚实的人。
These are also compassionate eyes.
他的眼目也充满了怜悯。
And when he saw that there was a great multitude coming to him,
当他看到有众多的人要来听他讲道的时候，
Jesus says, "Where are we to buy bread?"
他向他的门徒说，我们到哪里去买饼呢？
The disciples didn't even see the meeting, the people.
那些门徒甚至还没看到这么多人的需要。
They were probably thinking of their own hunger.
他们可能想到自己肚腹的需要。
They definitely weren't worried about these 5,000 people.
一点也不关心那5,000人的需要。
When Jesus was at the well, he became concerned, and we know he was tired, and he was thirsty, but he became concerned about this woman.
当主耶稣在那个井旁遇见妇人的时候，他是既干渴又饥饿，但是他开始看到这个女人的需要。
And he spent time with this woman.
他愿意花时间来与这个女人交谈。
He asked this woman some questions.
他问这个妇人一些问题。
I'm sure those eyes were just penetrating and looking at her.
我相信他的眼目当时是非常的洞察，看穿他的心。
And then she makes that fantastic statement.
所以最后那个妇人就在那里做了一个说了一句话。
It's been on my heart all this week.
那句话今天这个整个礼拜都一直停留在我的心里。
Remember the statement she made?
你记不记得她说哪一句话？
Come see a man.
你们来看这人。
Come see a man who has told me everything that I have done.
他来看这人，他将我素来所行的都告诉了我。
He saw this woman at the well.
他在这井旁遇见这妇人。
His eyes went out to her with grace.
当他的眼目遇见她的时候，他就散发出他的恩慈。
With compassion.
充满了怜悯。
Many people in that village.
许多的村庄还有人。
Came to know the Lord in the next 2 days.
因着这妇人第二天来遇见主。
Just by this short encounter.
就是借着这个偶然的相遇。
He had compassion on her, not thinking of his own needs.
主是对那妇人有怜悯，却没有想到自己的需要。
In 1 Peter 3:12,
在彼得前书第三章，
we see that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous.
我们看到主的眼目是看顾义人。
When you read a verse like that,
当你读到这样的经节的时候，
Have you ever asked yourself, well, how can I be righteous?
你们问自己， 我如何能够成为义人呢？
There is none righteous, no, not one.
没有一个 是有义的。
Except the Lord himself.
除了主自己。
And when you and I accepted Christ, he immersed us into him.
当我们接受主的时候，他把我们进入他里面。
And when we daily stay in Him, and when our heart is completely right with Him,
当我们每一天都停留住在他里面，我们的心在他面前是对的。
Then His eyes of blessing are upon us.
然后他的眼就是他的眼就散发了祝福来让你看顾我们。
But there is also these penetrating, piercing eyes of the Lord.
但是主的眼目也是洞察，也看穿我们的意念的。
And the Lord turned and looked at Peter.
圣经在那里讲说，主耶稣回头看了彼得一眼。
One of the most sobering phrases in the whole Bible.
这是圣经上一句相当沉重的话语。
Peter had just denied the Lord 3 times.
当时彼得刚刚好拒绝了主耶稣三次。
With vehement cursing, I do not know this man.
他所讲的话甚至于 是一个咒诅的话，我告诉你，我 绝对不认识这个人。
And the Lord beaten to a pulp.
有没有主耶稣因着这样就去撞墙呢？
He simply looks, he turned and he looked at Peter.
他只是回头看了彼得一眼。
It was not a look of anger.
主并没有在那里引起有看到有他生气的那个眼神。
It was not a look of disgust.
他也不是有憎恶的眼神。
It was not a look of, how could you do this to me?
他也不是在那里借着他的眼睛来告诉他你怎么可以这样向我行这样的事。
It was not a look of scorn.
也不是一个讥刺的眼神。
It was not a look of despising Peter.
也不是一个轻视他的眼神。
Not a look of unworthiness.
也不是说你是不配得的眼神。
Not a look of, remember Peter, I told you you were going to do this.
不是说，彼得，你看吧，我警告过你了。
How many times we as parents use this little phrase when we're disciplining our children?
我们常常在管教我们儿女时候，常常用这样子的一句话。
How many times have I told you?
我告诉过你几次了。
Nothing of that in that look.
在主的眼神里面没有这样子的含义。
But rather it was a look of mercy.
但是他的眼神是充满了怜悯。
A look of compassion.
充满的谅解。
A look of grace.
充满的恩典,
a look of forgiveness,
充满的饶恕,
a tender look,
非常的温柔,
a look of understanding,
充满的体谅,
a look of Peter,
他看着彼得,
I'm praying for you,
我在为你祷告,
Peter,
彼得,
I'll be waiting for you,
我会等待你的,
Peter learned,At that moment, what it meant to be broken.
在彼得在那一刻呢，学到一个破碎的意义是什么？
The Lord has to look at every one of us the same way.
主耶稣要用同样的眼目来看我们。
We have to see two things.
我们需要看见两件事。
On one side, brothers and sisters, we have to see how low we are, that we've denied the Lord.
我们要看见我们是怎么样常常的拒绝神
？That we were the first to put the nail through the hand.
我们是那个第一个把钉子钉在他手上的人。
It's our thoughts, our prideful thoughts, that put that thorn of crown on his head.
是我们的意念，我们的骄傲的意念呢，把那个荆棘的冠冕戴在主耶稣的头上。
It's our love of self that has pierced his heart.
是我们自爱自己专顾自己的这个心呢来伤透了主耶稣的心。
We have to see ourselves as bankrupt spiritually.
我们要看到我们灵里面是非常的破漏的。
And then we need to see his look.
然后我们要回过来看他的眼神。
His eyes of flaming fire.
他的眼目是如同火焰。
Let's say, Peter,
他这样子说,
do you love me?
彼得, 你爱我吗?
Peter,
彼得,
do you love me?
你爱我吗?
Peter,
彼得,
do you love me?
你爱我吗?
That's the question the Lord asks us every day.
每一天主都问我们这样的问题。
That's what David saw.
这个是大卫看见的神的心意。
That's why David was different.
所以大卫跟许多人不一样。
And there's people all through history, and we have the opportunity and privilege of being one of them.
在许多的圣徒当中，都有同样的这件事情，我们也是其中之一。
Who make it our life to behold the beauty of the Lord?
能够成为那个举目瞻仰他荣美的这个人。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord,
主耶稣
，When we look upon your face,
当我们看你的脸目的时候
，We see someone so different from ourselves.
我们看到跟我们何其不同的人。
Like the publican, Lord, have mercy upon us, the sinner.
好像那个举胸垂目的人说：“主啊，求你。”愿你怜悯我们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名求，Amen.